And we're going to return next to Uvalde, a town mourning its dead after 19 children and two teachers were killed in America's worst school shooting in a decade. In the middle of the town is a square with a memorial fountain set in a small park. Yesterday it was turned into a shrine to the dead, with 21 wooden crosses bearing the names of the victims. There, our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan met two children who had been caught up in the horror of that school attack, along with their grandmother, Minga Madriscoll, who spoke of the chaos and confusion inside the Robb Elementary School during the hour the gunman was inside.
As soon as I got there, they told us we couldn't go to the other side, so I still went ahead and went to the other side. So I saw when the student, some of the fathers and the cops and stuff were getting the children out of the windows. So all of them were running to the funeral home. So I caught my little cousin because he's sick. He's artistic. So I stayed with him while I was seeing all the little kids going to the building.
It must have been an incredibly confusing time. I mean, how long was all this going on?
It was crazy. I think I got there a little bit after. I think it started like around 11, 7. I think right after that happened, we got there like maybe 10, 15 minutes. So I was there practically through the whole ordeal, like as soon as that happened to almost to the finish thing.
And did you hear any of the shooting?
Well, yeah, when he was in the building, yeah.
Yeah. And was there a lot of it, or was it just...
No, it was a lot of it.
One of Minga's granddaughters, 9-year-old Carissa Vestal, told me what happened when the shooter came into the school.
I was, like, eating lunch, and then one of my school teachers were like, they heard on the radio that like something was like outside and he had like guns and stuff. And the teachers are like, guys, put your head down. Then when he was kind of trying to get through the lunch doors, he was like, if you're in here, talk something. And well, we stayed quiet and we known that we heard his voice, but he was like in a deep voice, but the teachers are like, shh, be quiet. I think he almost got in, but there's two doors that lead outside and inside of the school. And I think he got through one, but he didn't know that we were up to that patio thing. Then when he like left, we went out that back door where it's outside. Then the cops were all like, come on, go that way.
Her 9-year-old cousin, Adeline Garza's class, was on break outside the classroom when the gunman arrived.
I was at recess and my coach was outside the gate. Then I guess he saw someone like in front of him with a gun in his hand. Then he told everybody to run like into a classroom. Then me and my friends were playing. Then he told everybody to run like at fast. Then we all started running to a classroom. Then when I first got in the classroom, I just heard like 3 or 4 gunshots in the fourth grade building.
And what happened then? How long were you in there before you were able to escape?
Like for a long time.
And how did you actually get out of that classroom? Did you go through a window or through a door, or how did you get out?
Well, there's cops there and they kept knocking on the door till us to get out. And they said that the shooter was still there in the fourth grade building. Then so we got out the door and he said to walk low because like he was still in the school.
Both girls knew children who had died in the attack, kids who shared the number 11 bus with them every school day.
Like he's just started shooting because I don't know how he got in, because like through the outside like it's locked and in the inside it's open. One teacher was outside a door and a teacher was inside blocking the kids so like the kids won't get shot.
Now, on what should have been the last day of term, I watched them write sympathy messages on wooden crosses, marked with the names of their slain schoolmates.
Yes, that was very scary for me because, like, my friend Tess, like, he just shot her, like, for no reason because, like, they were in his way. Like, he said, like, if they were in his way that he just started shooting people. Like, she was a good soccer player. Like, she was a good person to me. And
this was the teacher, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was Adeline Garza, who's 9, ending that report from Sean Whelan in Uvalde, Texas. We'll have more after this break.